I've been sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong, that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elected leaders continue to call for more federal help in determining the source of drones spotted over northeastern states. ABC's Whit Johnson has the latest.
Federal officials reiterate many of these reported sightings are airplanes or legally operated civilian drones. Sometimes distinguishing the difference can be difficult. The Biden administration insisting it has no evidence to suggest a national security threat or foreign involvement, but promising more resources to help solve the mystery.
President-elect Trump's cabinet picks continue their meetings with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Robert Kennedy Jr., the choice for health secretary, has more than two dozen meetings scheduled. And Senator Lindsey Graham says the nominee for defense secretary Pete Hegseth told him he would allow the woman who's accused him of sexual misconduct to be released from a non-disclosure agreement. Graham says the woman should come forward at Hegseth's confirmation hearing. This is ABC News. Gun control activist David Hogg, who survived the school massacre in Parkland, Florida, then became an outspoken advocate for gun reform, is now running for vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. Today, President Biden will sign a proclamation establishing a national monument to honor Frances Perkins, the first woman appointed to a cabinet position. She was a labor secretary under FDR. A familiar name atop the box office.
Disney's Two continues to shine.
This is a call from the ancestors.
Topping the box office for a third weekend with $26.6 million, pushing its domestic total past $337 million. Wicked remains
popular
in second, adding $22.5 million. At number three, Sony's Kraven the Hunter, earning just $11 million, the lowest ever debut for a Sony Marvel film. Gladiator 2 takes fourth with $7.8 million. Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim, rounds out the top five, debuting with just $4.6 million. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, December 21st at 10 a.m., the Phillips Children's Museum is hosting a Christmas party with Santa. There will be fun, games, music, food, And of course, what might be your last chance to visit Santa before Christmas? Once again, this is happening Saturday, December 21st at 10 a.m. through to 2:30 p.m. at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. Whether looking to do some ice fishing or taking a skating opportunity, it is important to practice proper ice safety. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Some sheets of ice may look safe to walk on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. People planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where they're going and when they expect to return. You need at least 4 inches of ice thickness to walk out on safely. Winds also play a key factor in shifting ice sheets around where you could break away from shore.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Angela Joan Obernberger, age 73, Fifield, died on Tuesday, December 10th at Friendly Village Nursing Home in Rhinelander. She is survived by her husband, Doug of Fifield, by her 4 daughters, Carissa Smith of Park Falls, by Jessica Gavin of Tomahawk, by Kelly Seehafer of Elroy, and by Jennifer Schaefer of Hustisford, further survived by her 8 grandchildren, by her brother, Dennis Moe of Fifield, and by her great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Angela Joan Obernberger, 73, of Fifield. Carolyn Sue Hames of Butternut passed away on December the 10th. Remaining to cherish Carolyn's memories are her husband, Jack Hames, by her brother, Mike Conaway, and Tom Conaway, survived further by her sister, Patty Conaway Browning, and by her sons, Jonathan Schaefer Hames and Jason Drake Hames, survived also by her daughter-in-law and by her 4 grandchildren and by 10 cousins. Memorial service will be held 11 a.m. on Saturday, December 21st at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut. Father Sanjay Pazukathara will officiate. Deacon Robert Shinnebeck will co-officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Saturday, December 21st from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Carolyn Sue Hames of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. Well, our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest continues, and the key word for this second week of the contest is sleigh. Your 7 a.m. keyword, sleigh, S-L-E-I-G-H, as in sleigh bells. Okay, got it. S-L-E-I-G-H, sleigh. Text that to us right now, and we will put you in for the $100 drawing this hour for the Civic Media Statewide Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest locally right here with 98Q Country. Sleigh is your keyword for the 7 o'clock hour.
The Packers win in Seattle.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13. It's the first time they've won in Seattle since 2008. Head coach Matt LaFleur praised the defense after the win.
Our team effort, especially our defense, I thought they played a really good game. You know, for four quarters, got constant pressure on the quarterback, got a couple takeaways.
Rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper had five tackles, a quarterback sack, and his first NFL career interception after missing the last three games with a hamstring injury.
You know, I was very hungry to get back out there and do what I did, and thank for my teammates and doing their job.
Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to Nebraska yesterday in three straight sets. The Badgers have reached the regionals 12 years in a row.
Just proud of them, the people that they've become and the players they've become and how they've grown as a team. And I think they've represented their university and their community and the state of Wisconsin.
That's Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, boys basketball from Friday night. Lots of action around the area. Shawamigan traveled to Assumption, and Assumption gets the 76-66 victory over Shawamigan. The Phillips boys traveled to Auburndale. Auburndale wins at 60-44. It was Rib Lake topping Marathon boys 55-54. Washburn beats Mercer 80-29. It was Mellon topping Butternut 84-21. Three Lakes a winner over Tomahawk 69-29. Meanwhile, the Ashland boys fall to Cameron 69-38. The Rhinelander boys, they top Northland Pines on Friday night 65-48. It was Mosinee topping Medford 68-57. Edgar, they edge the Prentice boys 74-73 on Friday night. And Antigo gets a win over Lakeland 57-53. On the girls' side, another busy night. Shawamigan falls to Assumption down in Rapids on Friday night, 75-19. It was Prentice girls defeating Edgar 59-51. The Lakeland girls defeat Antigo 85-14. The Rib Lake girls, they fall against Marathon. Marathon wins it 57-43 on Friday night. It was the Auburndale girls at home topping Phillips on Friday night, 48-38. The Drummond girls beat La Couturier 51-19. The Hurley girls, they top Bayfield on Friday night 58-21. In more area action, Stratford beat the Athens girls 57-17. Rhinelander tops Northland Pines 70-22. Other action from Friday night, Abbotsford a winner over Newman Catholic 48-45. It was the Mosinee girls topping Lakeland 53-43. Meanwhile, the Mercer girls at home, they topped Washburn 36-33. The Mellon girls at home beating Butternut 57-48. And the Lakeland, Tomahawk girls, they fall to Three Lakes Phelps on Friday night. Final there was 57-50. Sports on 98Q this morning brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is foggy this morning, going to be cloudy with a few off and on snow showers through the day. It'll also be windy with a high of 33 this afternoon, tonight down to 19, tomorrow cloudy, 26 by Wednesday, mostly cloudy and colder, with a high of only 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98Q Country.
I've lived here for 7 years in America. You're good people, okay? I think you need to hear that right now. You're good people. You're going to get through this. It's going to be okay. Christmas is my favorite time to live in America because that's when people come up to me and they go, oh, do you celebrate Christmas in Australia? No. No, Jesus was only in the Northern Hemisphere. Christ only died for the sins of those whose toilets flush around that way. We all know that. That's biblical.
Make breakfast a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98 Q Country.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. Think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Sad song seem to say what I think, and it's heard inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon.
Christmas is all about?
Rudolph, with your nose so bright.
No, no, we're all in this together.
Come on, Frosty.
Merry Christmas!
98 Q Country.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Oh, take it away, boys. Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Can't get past those blue eyes shining, they keep drawing me into you. Got me falling off track. You get me like that. Yeah, I'm hanging on, hanging on to every word you say, every move you make. I'm hanging on, hanging on, wondering what's up next, girl. Every smile coming off of your sweet lips, yeah, it makes me want to stay here. No, this ain't a one night, one time thing. You always line me up like a flame, and it's clear every time you're near. Yeah, I'm hanging on, hanging on to every word you say, every move you make. I'm hanging. Some days, girl, I can't wait. Ain't nothing like spinning you around the room where everyone can see. You hanging on to me. Yeah, you hanging on.
be hanging on to every word you say, every move you make. I'm hanging on, hanging on, wondering what's so next. Girl, I can't wait. Ain't nothing like spinning you around the room where everyone can see.
Mr. Chris Young at 98Q Country. Good Monday to you, Joel, here. Good to have you along. Careful on those roads out there. It's it just got kind of drippy overnight with temperatures lingering at or a little bit above freezing. And we saw some of the snow cover take a hit, and now we have some wet roadways. We should warm it up above freezing here, but there might be some areas that are still a little bit close, too close to that 32 mark. So just be careful out there. Some black ice and stuff could be lingering on the roadways. Our 98Q Sounds of the Christmas Season this year brought to you by Northwoods Community Credit Union since 1953, Park Falls and Ashland. And also brought to you by Warga Auto and Truck Center, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Well, the Packers, I was surprised how bad Seattle was. I mean, the Packers have made a lot of good teams look kind of bad this year, because when you have that good of an offensive line, that the Packers just came out and just ran the ball right down the throats. I mean, just literally ran the ran the ball right down the throat of Seattle. And then Seattle just like, okay, I guess maybe we'll try to stop the run and we'll see if you can pass. And the Packers passing game is, I would say the Packer passing game is probably average, maybe below average. There just doesn't seem to quite be a connection between the receivers and the quarterback. And whatever side it lies on the fold, I'm not sure. But, I mean, the running game is can definitely show times of being solid. And if teams don't 100% commit to stopping the Packers' running game, then they got problems. This Jacobs guy can run around and through you, and he's a real deal. And so the Packers got out to that early lead, fumbled the ball a little bit there in the fourth quarter, tried to let Seattle back in it. But with their quarterback out, with Seattle's quarterback out, Geno Smith, it wasn't going to happen. This Howell guy was quite clear wasn't going to lead them to some late scores. And the Packers have, I don't think they haven't officially secured a playoff spot, but they're as good as him. They're as good as in. When you look at the teams outside looking in, Seattle now is one of the teams on the outside looking in. And obviously the Packers have the tiebreaker over them. So they essentially have a three-game lead right now. So they're not going to catch them. And Arizona 7-7 and Atlanta 8. It looks like the Packers are destined for that 6 or 7 seed. And whether you get the 5, 6, or 7, I don't think it really matters. Other than the fact that you may have to go to play a little better team. I don't know if you want to get that 7 seed. That 7 seed will probably put you, it could put you at Philadelphia for the first round. And they might be the best team in football right now. So maybe you just want to stay away from that 7. If you get to the 6 or the 5 seed, then you're playing one of those division winners like Tampa or the Rams. Those are winnable games, even though they'd be on the road. But you got to be happy with the way the Packers are looking right now. The defense, the injuries on the Lions' defense caught up to them yesterday. They could not stop Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. They did all the best they could late in that game to come back and had what did the Lions do? What, 3 onside kicks, was it, at one point? I think they onside kicked like 3 times. But the Lions lose, and those injuries again starting to take a little bit of a toll on the Lions. This is a team that now, I mean, the Lions and the Vikings are vying for the NFC North Division title. I'm not saying the Packers are totally out of it, but it would take a long shot with only 3 games left to go, and they're going to be 2 out. They'll be 2 behind the Lions. The Vikings control their own destiny right now. If the Vikings win their final four games, they win the division and they're the number one seed. They will jump over Detroit because they play them the last game of the year, and they would have the tiebreaker over Philadelphia. So if the Vikings win their next four games and go 15-2, that would include a win in Detroit, the last game of the season. It might be a stretch. But the Vikings have their destination in their own hands. They win their final four. They're the number one seed. If anything short of that, then they're on the road. There's nothing in between there. It's either going to be the number one seed for the Vikings, or could be a two seed, but probably number one, or it's going to be the five, and they're on the road. And again, the Packers will be on the road too, their first playoff game, which they haven't officially clinched yet. But the Packers got to be pretty happy. I mean, this is just a good, solid all-around team. That offensive line for the Packers has always been their strength. They have always built their team around protecting their franchise quarterback, and they do that very well. I mean, Jordan Love, he has time to peruse the field, and that is that is beyond valuable for a football team. Other teams like the Eagles, how much do you... The Eagles are number one on my list of NFL teams that I just always cheer against. They have slid above the Cowboys. The Cowboys are getting a few sympathy votes now for me because they're just not very good. But the Eagles just, especially on their home field, you just feel like you're being bullied when you're the visiting team at Philadelphia. And literally sometimes you are if you're a fan. If you've ever seen the videos, or if you're a fan that has ever gone to Philadelphia to cheer for your team against the Eagles, it's not good. It's not good. It's just not good. So I cheer against the Eagles because I believe that they're just horrible sportsmanship, and the whole premise of the team is just bully, 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 and I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good at all. So I cheer against the Eagles. So boo Eagles. And yay, everybody else, is what I'm saying. And Patrick Mahomes, he got hurt yesterday toward the end of that game. So he's limping around now. They don't really need him to play probably the rest of the year, and they'll still get the number one seed. They've got a two-game lead on Buffalo. They may need to get at least one of those. But I would not be surprised if he sat down for at least a week or so because, again, they have a two-game lead. What else did you do this weekend? I watched a little WWE over the weekend. Are you a wrestling fan? I caught some of this, and they were saluting some of the classic wrestlers, like Jesse the Body Ventura was one of the guest announcers. And they saluted Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South. Oh, Tito Santana. Jimmy Hart is 80 years old. You want to be amazed at how a guy can look due to modern technology. Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South, WWE wrestling guy, is 80 years old. Take a look at his current image from the weekend event. He looks really good. He looks like he's like 40. It's amazing. I'm not sure how much makeup it took to make him look like that, but it was pretty cool. What else? Okay, we're going to do our text word. Our key text word is sleigh, S-L-E-I-G-H. If you haven't texted that to us this hour, go ahead. We're going to do it 7, 11, 1, and 4. Those are the hours we do it all the way through Friday. And each hour as we do that, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., we're going to give away either some cash or a night stay at Chula Vista. And every entry will get you in for the grand prize drawings. 8 of them going out the door next week. Robot vacuums, humidifier, espresso machines, snow blower, luggage sets, some grown-up gift stuff going out the door. So put that Civic Media app on your phone if you don't have it on there already, and text us the keyword, go to 98Q and S-L-E-I-G-H. Slay is your keyword. All right, Badger volleyball lost over the weekend. I caught a little bit of that on the tube. Hard to play on the road. Man, those crowds are loud, aren't they? Those volleyball. Do they ever stop cheering? It's just a constant. I had to turn the volume down at one point. I muted it just a little bit. It was just a lot of noise, and it was the first set that I was watching. I'm just like, how can you possibly sustain this? I don't know what they're selling at the concession stand to give people all this energy, but man, those crowds are loud at those volleyball games. So disappointing to see Wisconsin's season come to an end, but Nebraska, that's a tough place. That's tough. They were the number one seed. Let's get you updated on what's going on. Twice an hour we do that, so ABC gets us going here.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elected leaders continue to call for more federal help in determining the source of drones spotted over northeastern states. ABC's Whit Johnson has the latest.
Federal officials reiterate many of these reported sightings are airplanes or legally operated civilian drones. Sometimes distinguishing the difference can be difficult. The Biden administration insisting it has no evidence to suggest a national security threat or foreign involvement, but promising more resources to help solve the mystery.
President-elect Trump's cabinet picks continue their meetings with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Robert Kennedy Jr., the choice for health secretary, has more than two dozen meetings scheduled. And Senator Lindsey Graham says the nominee for defense secretary Pete Hegseth told him he would allow the woman who's accused him of sexual misconduct to be released from a non-disclosure agreement. Graham says the woman should come forward at Hegseth's confirmation hearing. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday, December 26th, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center invites you out to bring the family for a free showing of Stranger in the Woods, followed by refreshments and a ranger program. You can journey into the winter woods and meet two snowdrifts, Pierre and Janine. They will introduce you to their forest friends and reminisce about a mysterious stranger who once visited. This entertaining combination of live video and wildlife photography is based on the award-winning children's book, Stranger in the Woods. Contact Leia with questions at 685-2662. Once again, that's happening Thursday, December 26th from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at 29270 County Highway G in Ashland. Wisconsin state parks are now moving to a new 12-month admission pass. Brittany Merlot explains the difference.
Wisconsin state parks are now moving to a new 12-month admission pass. It's something that's been available in surrounding states and will now be here in Wisconsin starting Monday, December 2nd. The new pass, available for purchase, will be valid for an entire year from the day you buy it, when previously all passes expired on December 31st, even if you bought it just a few months prior in October. With the new pass, let's say you purchase it in February. It'll be good until the following February. The pass will be marked to indicate the month and year in which it'll expire. People are encouraged to save time by buying their passes online. Orders placed online will receive an email receipt with a confirmation number that can be used immediately for park entry. I'm Brittany Merlot for Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers win in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13. It's the first time they've won in Seattle since 2008. Head coach Matt LaFleur praised the defense after the win.
Our team effort, especially our defense, I thought they played a really good game. You know, for four quarters, got constant pressure on the quarterback, got a couple takeaways.
Rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper had five tackles, a quarterback sack, and his first NFL career interception after missing the last three games with a hamstring injury.
No, I was very hungry to get back out there and do what I did, and thank for my teammates and doing their job.
Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to Nebraska yesterday in three straight sets. The Badgers have reached the regionals 12 years in a row.
Just proud of the people that they've become and the players they've become and how they've grown as a team. And I think they've represented their university and their community and the state of Wisconsin.
That's Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, boys basketball from Friday night. Assumption down in Wisconsin Rapids topped the Shawamigan boys 76-66. Auburndale at home topped the Phillips boys on Friday night 60-44. The Rib Lake boys edge Marathon 55-54. It was Washburn topping Mercer 80-29. Other boys action, Mellon at home topping Butternut 84-21. It was Three Lakes beating Tomahawk 69-29. Ashland falls to Cameron 69-38. The Rhinelander boys, AB Northland Pines 65-48. Other boys action from Friday night, had Medford falling to Mosinee. Mosinee wins at 68-57. The Prentice boys, Edgar edged them 74-73. And the Anigo boys, they beat Lakeland on Friday night 57-253.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. Plan to 200-300.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is foggy this morning, going to be cloudy with a few off and on snow showers through the day. It'll also be windy with a high of 33 this afternoon, tonight down to 19, tomorrow cloudy, 26 by Wednesday, mostly cloudy and colder with a high of only 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98Q Country.
I've been watching my way. I've been trying to do right. I've been trying to get a little more sleep at night. I've been working like a dog. I've been going to church. Yeah, I've been being so damn good it hurts. I kinda wanna light up a couple smokes. Kinda want some crown mixed in my coat. Kinda wanna hole up in some corner booth somewhere. I kinda wanna find a pretty little thing. About nothing at all. I don't want to sit around here all night wishing you'd call. I kind of want to drown your memory. Kind of want to raise my finger to all them used to be's. I kind of want to light up a couple smokes. Kind of want some crown mixed in my coat. Kind of want to hold
attention, please.
The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
It was painted red. The stripe was white. It was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta. I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat with 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knot, make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He let me drive her and we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pin road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with three-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry, oh, and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive.
All right, AJ, Alan Jackson there.
She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson electric choke.
Country Classics brought to you by Park Manor. Your home, heart, and history of Park Falls at parkmanorwi.com. Got a note from the local, let's see, who did I get this from? It doesn't matter who it came from. But talking about scams. And this is the week that scammers all around the world are infiltrating your phone, your internet, your email, and trying to get money from you, so beware. Gift card frauds are a big one. Yeah, gift card scams. If it doesn't seem right, it's not right. IRS impersonators, that's a big one. IRS will never call you. All right, so don't fall for that. The IRS call or email. The tech support scam. Scammer claims that your computer has a virus, and they log in and do all kinds of stuff. Grandparent scam. Imposters call, pretending to be a grandchild in trouble. And that's scam. If it's real, someone will find you. They'll make sure everything is communicated to you. So just protect yourself here this Christmas season, and know that there's people out there around the world. People at all tips of the world are able to reach you via phone, via email. Gift cards, of course, that's a big one. That is a big one. Here's a little story from someone. It said, I was standing in line at a local retailer behind someone who was requesting a very large amount of their gift cards to make a payment. The service desk staff and their did their best to persuade them not to send out the cards because they did their best to help them get this across. Now, gift cards are something that people want as payments, and we use that as an example because this is a retailer saying that they get people that come into their stores, large retail stores, and they're buying large amounts of gift cards, and they're wondering why. And some of the scammers want you to pay them for whatever it may be via gift card. And just the rule is, if you're not 100% sure, just walk away from it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. If it's real, it'll come back to you. And chances are it wasn't and it won't. So just be very aware of the scams and the frauds and all that stuff. Email is tough. Email is tough. I can't tell you the number of times I've gotten an email or a text that says your order is on its way. And I'm like, I didn't order anything. And it wants you to click on a link to see the order. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Unless you're 100% sure it's something you ordered from a reputable place, even then, it's better to go to that website and log in and check the status of your order than to do anything with an email that somebody sent you. Even when I get them from the big retailers, most of the time I'll just read them, but I'm not going to click on anything in there because they make it look good. They'll copy the logos of the QVCs and the Walmart. They'll copy them right on there. It'll look real. It'll look like it's a legit thing. Instead, go to that website and do it yourself and log in. Billions with a B, billions of dollars get scammed every year. It's very easy. It happens to the best of us. So please, please be careful this holiday season.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. No!
Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
Slay is a keyword this hour. That is legitimate. Civic Media app, 98Q. Text us the word Slay, SLEIGH. Be a winner in our grown-up gift list giveaway, 98Q.
Been flying solo for so long. Nobody's singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow. No bass, no guitar, no tambourine. Then I found you like a melody. You were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone. Putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't wanna be a one-man band. Dreams, and I wanna chase every high with you. Count every rip in these old jeans. And we'll never learn how to sing the blues. If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone. Putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we can take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a curtains come down. The chairs are all stacked and there's no one around. And nobody's paying. We'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown band. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a one-man band.
Girl, I never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around, well, I know somebody. It's a little too loud to talk in here, and your eyes are saying you want to disappear. Well, I know a place and I know somebody. Somebody with a gassed up truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy, I know somebody that's lost all in your smile. That can love you like a song on the radio dial. If that's what you want tonight, I know somebody, and you're looking right in his eyes.
I know somebody,
I know somebody,
yeah, I know somebody,
I know somebody,
I know somebody.
I'm loving the way you act so shy, like you ain't sure and like you can't decide, but heard you tell your friends that you know somebody that makes you laugh, that can get you home, that might make you fall before the night is gone. So come on, you know I'm that somebody. Somebody with a gassed up truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy. Baby, tell me what you wanna do, 'cause I know somebody with a gassed up truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy, I know somebody that's lost all in your smile. That can love you like a song on the radio dial. If that's what you want tonight, I know somebody, and you're looking right in his eyes.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Robert Kennedy Jr., President-elect Trump's pick for health secretary, is set to meet with more than two dozen senators. And ABC's Mary Bruce says Kennedy's views about vaccines will be a key focus.
Some Democrats highlighting Kennedy's other positions that fall outside the medical mainstream, including his opposition to fluoride in public drinking water. But Kennedy could win over some support on the left, especially for his fight against processed foods. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders suggesting he's open to supporting him.
A former FBI informant set to plead guilty today to lying about a phony bribery scheme involving President Biden and his son Hunter.